1 Corinthians chapter 15 in your Bible, but leave your Bible open. We'll look at some other passages, and I'll tell you why in a moment. Little boy in church with his grandma, when they were leaving church there in the vestibule or the foyer, he noticed a big plaque on the wall, and it had names all over the plaque. And he said, "What is that, Grandma?" She said, "Well, those are church members who died in service." To that he said, "Which one, morning or evening?" Amen. Can't get a witness. So I don't want this to be a dead service today. I hope it'll be alive. Hope nobody dies in this service. This past Wednesday night, we finished our study of 1 Corinthians 15, did about four messages, give or take, in that chapter. But I want to come back to it this morning. We call that chapter the Resurrection Rapture chapter. And so I want to come back to the latter part of the chapter, there beginning in verse 50. And we want to continue a little more specifically today with this subject, and find in your bulletin a simple outline I think will mean something to you when we finish. What in heaven will our body be? What in heaven will our body be like? Our glorified, resurrected, transformed body. What will it be like? There are some characteristics, some features that I believe are noteworthy for us to get a handle on this, to realize one day that glorious change that we're going to experience as believers in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Either being resurrected out of the grave to be reunited with your spirit that comes back with the Lord. Remember, when a believer dies, their body is buried. This old earthly temple, tabernacle, is put in a grave. But at the moment of the death of a believer, our spirit goes be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But on the other hand, at the rapture, there'll be those who will not die, who will not be asleep, but we shall all be changed. So what will that change be like? What in heaven will our body be? Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 50. The Apostle Paul gives us this insight. "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood," this physical flesh and blood, but here in the message I'll show you how that's going to change one day. "Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption." Now look at verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery." The word mystery means that which has been hidden or unknown, now being revealed or made known. So it's a secret that Paul is revealing. Something that had not been known before, but now Paul's making it known. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye," as Brother Richard in the Sunday school lesson, stealing some of my thunder, "less than a second. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Look at verse 53. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. A powerful passage. A prophetic passage. Something that will happen one day when Christ returns. So this amazing assurance that one glorious day, as Chris sang about, what a day that will be when our Jesus we indeed shall see. And in that moment at the rapture, you and I are going to be gloriously changed. So notice there your little outline. What in heaven will our body be? Let me show you about four things that I think speak of this. As we try to this morning, let's get an understanding about this thing. Father, bless now not only the reading of your word, but now the teaching, the preaching of your word by this, your servant. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now leave your Bibles open. This message today lends itself to what I call a topical message. And that's typically not my style. I like to be more of an expository preacher and draw from one passage of Scripture, draw the message out of that. That's called expository preaching. Topical preaching is sometimes you use more than one passage to bring to light three or four points like we are this morning. So number one, here's the first thing I want you to see. What in heaven will our body be like? Well, number one, it's going to be a real body. A real body. Now go to a passage I used recently, Philippians chapter 3. Just move to the right and go through Ephesians and come to Philippians chapter 3. Our resurrected body will be a real body. Philippians 3, come down to the last two verses, verse 20. For our conversation, our lifestyle is in heaven. Our citizenship, we're seated in heavenly places with Christ at the moment of our salvation. We're already there, really. That's our true citizenship. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's looking for his return. Now look at verse 21. Who, referring to Christ, shall change? There's a great change coming. Shall change our vile body, our old, corrupt, decaying, diseased, inflicting, dying body, our vile body. Now look what follows. That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Look at that word fashioned. Royals spin on that. Tailor-made. Designed. Fashioned like unto his glorious body. The glorious body of Christ. According to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Fashioned. Just like his. And then over toward the end of your Bible, 1 John chapter 3. John wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote the great book of Revelation. Then he wrote these three little epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. So move toward the end of your Bible, 1 John. 1 John chapter 3 and find verse number 2. 1 John 3 verse number 2. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. In other words, this body we're going to have in heaven, we don't have it now. This flesh and blood body of ours is not capable to last for eternity. How many know out there, the older we get, the worse we get? Can't get a witness right there. It's just not going to last. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. But look what follows. But we know. The word know means full assurance. But we know that when he shall appear, when Christ returns, when he shall appear, we shall be, look at this, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. So a tailor-made, designed, fashioned body, just like his glorious body, when he shall appear, we shall be changed and we shall be just like him. So it leads me to this question, well, what kind of resurrected body did Jesus have? The Bible tells us. Sometimes we overlook this portion of Scripture that follows his resurrection. Turn now to the Gospel of Luke chapter 24. Let me show you something here that's very, very much detailed. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, come down to verse 36. What kind of body did Jesus have when he resurrected? It was a real body. Luke 24, look at verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, now he is resurrected. Now all of a sudden he's standing in the midst of them and he says, peace be unto you. Now look at verse 37, their response. But they were terrified and affrighted. They were scared to death. Why? And supposed that they had seen a spirit or a ghost. They're scared to death. But look at verse 38. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? What are you thinking? Now look at verse 39. Behold, what? My hands. Those nail-scarred hands. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me. Touch me, if you will. And see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye have seen me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. Now you don't do that with a ghost. His hands, his feet. Touch me, handle me. Why? Because Jesus had a real body. Now I want you to notice a little something here. This is Royal's insight. He didn't say, notice there in verse 39, he didn't say, for a spirit hath not flesh and blood. He said flesh and bones. When Jesus died on the cross, I believe he shed every drop of his blood. Every drop of his blood, I believe, came from his crucified body, beaten with the Roman flagellum, scourged, beat till he appeared like a mass of hamburger meat, nailed to a cross, hands and feet, 6 hours on the cross, suffered, bled, and died. You and I, when we die, that coroner is going to take us to that back room and take our blood out of us. So I believe in our resurrected body, it's not going to be flesh and blood, but flesh and bones. We won't need the blood in that resurrected body. So number one, our resurrected body is going to be fashioned just like his, detailed, tailor-made, just like him. Number one, it'll be a real, you and I will have a real body. Notice number two in the outline. It will be not only a real body, it will be a recognizable body. Write down this verse of scripture there, and you know it's 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, the Apostle Paul says, "But then shall I know even also as I am known." Would heaven really be heaven if when we get there, when we meet the Lord in the air, whether we're resurrected or raptured, in that moment, that twinkling of an eye, and so the dead in Christ rise first, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. If we get there, and for all eternity, we didn't know each other. If we didn't know each other, if we didn't recognize each other, remember each other, the only thing will be in a perfect body, in a perfect environment, with perfect thoughts, but heaven, I believe, simply would not be heaven if we got there and didn't know each other. If we didn't recognize each other. If we weren't able to fellowship with each other and reminisce and perhaps just to think about how things were, but then realize how much better things are for eternity. But then shall I know even also as I am known. I believe Paul clarifies that. We will have a recognizable body. I'll know you and you'll know me for all eternity. A real body. A recognizable body. Brother Chris, and number three, notice this one. It will be a responsive body. Now back to Luke 24. And notice the following verse, verse 41. "And while they yet believed not, for joy and wondered," they just weren't quite convinced, as Jesus stood before them with his resurrected body, notice there in verse 41, "while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them," now look at this question. Jesus there in their midst, having been resurrected, look at this question in verse 41. "Have ye here any meat?" Got any meat? Got anything to eat? Look at verse 42. "And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb." Now I love broiled fish. Trout, perch, flounder. Just never ate it with honeycomb. There at good old Sanibel's. "And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of honeycomb." Look at verse 43. "And he took it and did eat before them." He ate. He had a responsive body. Remember, we're going to be just like his body. Now try to put all these into my, wrap around my mind, my thinking, my perspective. When I study the book of Revelation, particularly chapter 2, it talks about a pure river of life. that'll flow through, and it comes from the throne of God. This is all in Revelation 22, a pure river of life. Is that all we're going to have to drink in heaven? Just water? No good old southern iced tea? Can I get a witness there? Or diet lemonade? And then it says there'll be 12 fruits for each month. Is that all we're going to have to eat is fruit? I try to eat a little more fruit than I have probably in the past with situations going on, but is that all we're going to have, fruit? No good old Baptist chicken? Heard about the preacher one time. They were interviewing him, pulpit committee. He said, well, preacher, you must be a chicken lover because you're a Baptist preacher. To that he said, folks, listen, I've ate chicken young, I've ate chicken old. I've ate chicken hot, I've ate chicken cold. I've ate chicken baked, I've ate chicken stuffed. Oh, dear God, I've had enough. Can't get a witness right there. They say we Baptist preachers have a leather fence around our chicken yard. No seafood. No steaks. No banana pudding. Just fruit? I don't know. But if it is a pure river of life from the throne of God, it'll be good water. And if he has 12 fruits for each month, they'll be delicious fruit. All I know is Jesus had a responsive body. He took that broiled fish and that honeycomb and he ate it. You and I will be just like him. Number four, come back to our text that we started with, 1 Corinthians 15. Not only will we have a resurrected body that will be a real body, not only will it be a recognizable body, not only will it be a responsive body, but number four, it's going to be a remarkable body. For notice there in 1 Corinthians 15, this corruptible must put on incorruption. Again, coming back to Brother David, he went through quite an ordeal, did you not, there in Florida? And when he walked in this morning, I barely recognized him. And I said, you've lost some weight. He said, yeah, 100 pounds. And he had to go through a lengthy time in hospital. You might say he had some corruption that had to be dealt with. But one day he'll be better off even than he is now because he'll be incorruptible. That means no more disease, no more decay, no more deterioration, not even death. For notice it says this mortality must put on immortality. That means we have a body that's going to die. But one day it'll be immortal. That means it will never die. I don't know about you, but to me that's remarkable. To have that kind of change. This old, vile, corruptible body one day will be changed into an incorruptible. And this old mortal body will be changed into immortal. So I thought you just might want to know what you're going to be like one day. You'll have a real body. You'll have a recognizable body. You'll have a responsive body. You'll have a remarkable body. Because it will be just like that of Jesus's. Ours will be just like his. That's a good thought to have us to cling to. Because in this life, things aren't going to get better. They're going to get worse. But guess what? There's coming a day when things are going to be a lot better. Better days are coming.